won't surprise you to know, therefore, having just sung "You Are My Anchor," that in fact the verse that I chose was verse 11. And you'll, if you've got your Bible still open, let me just read verse 9 through to the end of Psalm 27. "Hide not your face from me, turn not your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Cast me not away. Don't forsake me, O God, O God of my salvation. Although my mother and my father have forsaken me, yet the Lord will take me up and adopt me as his child. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain and even path because of my enemies, for those lie in wait for me. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries. I have the same problem as Mike. For false witnesses have risen up against me. They breathe out cruelty and violence. What would have become of me had I not believed to see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope and expect from the Lord. Be brave and of a good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait and hope and expect from the Lord." I guess there are a number of verses which we are familiar with, if you like, and sometimes we know where they are in Scripture, sometimes we're not, but this verse has always stuck with me over the years. "Teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord." And when I realised it was in Psalm 27 on Thursday morning, when I was up a ladder, as I am often, cutting the hedge, and Keith phoned and he said, "Right, can you help? What's the obvious verse that comes to mind? You know, you're up a ladder, you're cutting the hedge, there's stuff blowing around all over the place. Teach me your way, O Lord." But I put up, I read from verse 8, verse 9, specifically because in this second half of this psalm, there is, if you like, four things that the psalmist wants to bring before God. Four things that, in a sense, are his wants, his needs. And verse 8, if we can move on now. I'm sort of back on track now, mate. All right. Verse 8, verse 9, he says, "I want to know God's love. Don't hide your face from me," he said. "I want to know God's love." Verse 10, he says, "I want to know God's presence." And Joe's already talked about that. That picks up from verse 4. See, we may leave God, but can I assure you this morning that he will never leave you? He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. Verse 11 says, as we already said, that the psalmist wanted to know God's teaching. He said, "Teach me your way." And in verse 12, he talks about knowing God's protection. So just for a couple of minutes this morning, before we sing again and then we break bread and we drink wine together in communion, I just want us to think about this phrase of "teach me your way." We look at the various, there are some strange translations around, if you like, but some of these actually are quite helpful. Let me just, if I can, put three translations, different translations of this verse up on the screen for you, and you can have a look at some slight differences, and some of them actually help, I think, in our understanding. The one, in a sense, almost close to the one that I read, "Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors." Then we get this from Eugene Peterson in The Message. He says this, "Point me down your highway, God. Direct me along a well-lit street. Show my enemies whose side you're on." And then, finally, we have, "Show me, O Jehovah, your way, thy way. Lead me in a path of uprightness for the sake of my beholders." Sometimes translated watchers, you know the people. They stand there at the side of you and they're just waiting, aren't they? Thought you went to church. Fancy doing that. So often, you know, that we think that God will teach us through the things that we do. Or he will teach us and lead us through the paths that we choose. But that's not what the psalmist actually asked for. In the same way that Job has said in verse 4, it was, "May I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May I reside in the house of the Lord forever." The psalmist here is actually asking God to teach him his ways, God's ways. Not my way, shaped, directed, changed, altered, whatever, but God's way. Sometimes we have difficulties, I'm going to digress slightly here. Sometimes we have difficulties, you know, in the way that we actually accept teaching. I'm reminded of a story of a teacher who decided that she would teach some of her children. They were in the sort of first year, if you like, of middle school. So what's that? I don't know. 8, 9 year old, something like that, I guess. And she decided she was going to teach them some fairly basic science, if that makes sense. If you understand what I'm saying here. And she thought, well, the easiest way to do this, and I can demonstrate this quite easily, I'm going to teach the children about magnetism. It's easy to demonstrate. I'll get some magnets, we'll get some iron filings, we'll get some paper. You remember, you've all done it at school. You know, shake the paper and up come the patterns. So she did, and everybody got involved in it, and they loved it, and this was good. So the following day, she thought, I don't know actually how much of that sunk in. It was good. They had a bit of a play. I think I'd better just check their understanding of what it is that they actually learned yesterday. So she said to the class, she said, "I've got a little quiz for you, start of today. I'm going to give you 3 clues. Then I want you to put your hand up and tell me what it is I'm talking about." So she said, "It's 6 letters. She said, "The first one is M." She said, "The last clue is you can use it to pick up things." And there was absolute silence. So little Johnny at the back put his hand up. He said, "I know, miss. I know who it is. It's mother." Sometimes we miss it, don't we? We miss the point completely. So I asked God to lead him and to teach him in God's ways, in the way that God would have us to go. And this is a theme throughout the whole of the Bible. If you look at Exodus 33, you look at Psalm 25, you look at Psalm 143, many, many verses that talk about knowing God and being taught by God. But what are God's ways? If we're going to get taught them, if we're going to learn them, what are God's ways? They're not a secret. God has always shown us what he wants us to do. Psalm 103 verse 7 reminds us that he led Moses and he led the children of Israel in his ways. And he's done the same throughout history. Numerous scriptures that tell us of these things. Some of them actually use a negative way of actually reminding us. They tell us what man does, and then it says that this is not God's way. Psalm 42 verse 24, who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they did not follow his ways. They did not obey his law. So God's way, if you like, is obedience. Daniel chapter 4, verse 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. For those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Picking up, if you like, from where Mike left the story with the children. Different king, different event, but the same thought. So God's way is one of justice and humility. Let me just give you just quick pointers about some of the others, very quickly, and then we'll finish. Psalm 25, verse 8. God's ways are good and upright. Psalm 25, verse 10. God's ways are loving and faithful. He's a covenant God. He's a covenant-keeping God. Psalm 86, verse 11. A true and faithful heart. Psalm 145. It's all Psalms, isn't it, this morning? Psalm 145 verse 17, righteous and faithful. Revelation 15 verse 3, God's ways are just and true. The particular verse in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 3, which is actually repeated word for word in Micah. There were prophets, if you like, at the same time. I was trying to think of the correct word for it, but they were prophesying to Israel and to Judah at the same time. So not surprising, therefore, that their prophecies contain the same words. And they say this, many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of God from Jerusalem. Then I'm reminded, of course, of that well-known verse that Paul wrote to the Philippian church, chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So is this the way of life that we want to learn? If so, we need to allow God to teach us this morning. to teach us his ways, to lead us in a straight path because of those who are around who possibly want to actually trip us up.